Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're grateful you're with us.
Good morning. Today
is Thursday, October 5th. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
So today the whole weight is on our shoulders because our guest did not show up. So we have to talk for
15
minutes.
I guess we're just going to have to hold it down together.
Exactly.
But you and I always have good conversation. You and I, we always kind of have our little bonding sessions afterwards. And I always enjoy sitting with you because it is good conversation. You know, I think there are a lot of things that you and I agree on and like share common beliefs and whatnot. And I think we also have our share of healthy disagreements, which is makes for a beautiful relationship.
Well, that's the point, Rachel. Look, if you were agreeable, I would not have asked you to come on the show.
Right.
I really wouldn't have. You know, it's like you have to understand some people don't like conflicts and arguments and stuff like that. But it's not about that, you know. It's about having a
good
radio
conversation.
Show.
Good conversation.
You know, yeah. I mean, I don't hold any grudge against anybody.
No, I don't care.
I don't feel that strongly about politics either, so fuck it, you know. I mean, I'm not going to hate somebody because...
I disagree with you on that. I think you do...
No, but I'm not going to hate somebody.
Oh, no. I don't think you'll... I do agree with that. I don't think you'll... I do think you have an opinion about...
No, I do. But what I'm saying is... some people like divorced each other before the election.
Well, I will say this: political beliefs aside, I think you can't hate someone for their political beliefs. I think that's wrong, right? Do I choose to surround myself with certain people who have certain beliefs? Like, if you're a Holocaust denier, I'm not going to associate myself with you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. You want to be with people that
if you voted for Trump and you know you're starting, he doesn't align with your morals. That's fine. I respect that people can come around and say they made a mistake. Whatever. Not pointing to you, but just there are people who've come to me who said, "Yeah, but I don't." He doesn't. He turned out not to be what I thought he would be.
Exactly. So it wasn't a mistake at the time.
But I am having a problem with conspiracy theorists on the mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas. And I will defriend someone on social media and choose not to entertain them in real life only because... I just think that does a disservice to the victims. And again, a lot of these people at the concert don't align with their political beliefs don't align with mine. But when it comes down to a human life and questioning, you know, like if it was real or if their death is real or if it was a government planned attack, I mean, that is ridiculous. I have to separate myself from that because it just becomes unhealthy and part of the problem.
Right.
You know?
No, absolutely. And if you don't want to see that garbage on your line.
Right. And that's what it is. It's garbage. I respect different opinions. I respect different political beliefs. But when you're stooping to that level where you're purposely hurting people who've been hurt by what you're doing, like those are the same people that deny the Holocaust. They're like Alex Jones, you know, weirdos I'm just like, say that to the victims' faces. Like, I would love to see you say that, you know?
I think some people just talk shit to get attention. You know?
I think so too. I think it's that. And also I just think that, again, like we talked about, it also could just be we live in a world where bad things happen. I mean, there's duality like everything else in life. There's good, there's bad, there's dark, there's light. I mean, you have to have the bad to have
the
good.
Right.
But I think that a lot of times people try to, because of what is happening is so absurd, they have to find the reasoning behind it to be equally as absurd to make sense to them, if that makes sense.
Right.
And it just, to me, is not, you know, bad things just happen.
And
we need to move forward and, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a very, very controversial subject
in Israel, you grew up in... How many years did you live in Israel? Most of
Only
your life?
Only 16, no.
But
most of my life I lived here.
But 16 is still... I mean, what ages
my
were you
childhood.
There? When you were 16 years old?
Yeah, is when I moved here.
When you... In those years between childhood and 16, did you experience terrorist attacks?
No, but I've been through a couple wars.
Right. Or but did
I
you
never
experience,
really experienced anything traumatic.
It, when you were there, and luckily.
Right.
But you lived in a place where that happens regularly.
Right. Every family knows somebody who
died. Or in a,
bombing
or
stuff,
whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, and people don't question that.
Right.
They don't question that the government caused that. They just know that there are bad people in this world.
Right. Yeah. No, no, that's true. But believe me, Israel's got its own fucking share of shit.
Of course.
Like
we
that,
all do. Yeah. We all do. And do I think that there are times in our history where the government has covered up things, perhaps? Probably. I mean, I'm not here to say that our government is perfect. I'm not here to say that I don't believe that there could be... for me, I believe in aliens. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, I have my own fair share of beliefs. Like for example, there's a very famous conspiracy theory, if you haven't heard about it, about the moon landings.
Yes.
So there's this. There's one particular theory about this, that the moon, and I'm not saying that we didn't go to the moon. I 100% think we went to the moon. I think we landed on the moon. I think, you know, we have been sending people to space. That's not what I'm saying. But do I think what we were shown on the television to be from the moon? Who knows? I mean, there's tons of evidence or whatever, but like, that's a fun conspiracy theory to me. No one is getting hurt in that. And we're not questioning if people died or how they died or who killed them. You know, it's just kind of a fun conspiracy theory.
Right.
So
no, that's true. I mean, that's kind of like an X-Files type of thing.
Exactly. There's X-Files conspiracies that I'm just like, yeah, that could really happen. And then there are the people who are like, Sandy Hook was a false flag. San Bernardino is a false flag. The Holocaust didn't really happen. Those people are crisis actors.
You're distinguishing between the two by saying one is meant to hurt people. And
I don't know if it's meant to hurt.
Okay,
I don't know
but
if
it does hurt.
But it does. It does take away from the victims. It takes away from their families and from people.
Makes
because
sense.
you're perpetuating a problem that doesn't need to be there. We need to talk about things that matter. Mental health, gun reformation, whatever it is. Whatever political side you need to be on, talk about the things that matter that will help society as a whole. Man. Because your little government conspiracy theory about them attacking its citizens is not going to make it better.
Right.
And it's not going to change things, you know? So
yeah, but don't give these people too much power either. I mean, the conspiracy theorists are pretty much on the margin, you know?
And yeah, but here's the thing. As we know, with the rise of the internet, just like, you know, the way that they say that Russia, you know, put out a lot of fake news stories. It's just the internet is such a wild, wild west.
Yeah.
There's no policing what is real and what isn't. So it's like it's up to us to police ourselves and to kind of just be like, no, that's check your sources. That's not even real. And what you're saying, you have a responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all.
Yeah,
I'm
you
got to
be on the lookout for fake shit. You know, there's no doubt about it.
For
and
sure.
There's a lot of it. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty serious if the Russians actually used ads to influence the
elections. We are seeing proof through like Facebook, because Facebook has had to turn over, and so is Twitter. And that's the other thing is like when people are weird. I was talking about this yesterday about the future of like self-driving cars.
Right.
I'm not worried about a malfunction within the car. I'm worried about like Russia or some other country hacking into our cars and sending, you know what I mean? Because that's a real fear. I mean, they have technology. People have the ability to hack into things. Like, that's a,
No, that's true. But it's happening that way.
Right,
it's inevitable, you know?
Right.
But I mean, already with an EMP bomb, you can pretty much render all the cars ineffective, you know? Inoperable and everything else around us. So that's scary, too. You don't know which way it's going to come from.
Of course.
But the reality is, man, it's like we got to live for
the
day.
But I will say 100%. I will say this. I was watching the speeches, and here's just an observation that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Trump seemed more comfortable comforting the, you know, with his it just seeing what happened in Puerto Rico and his response to Puerto Rico versus his response to like obviously Las Vegas. There's a difference. I think we can all notice there's a difference in how he's treating. I don't think he realized he's the president of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just think that it was very good to see Las Vegas come together as a community despite, you know, our different backgrounds, and because there are so many in Vegas. There's very many different political beliefs, political backgrounds, religious beliefs, everything. But it, people put all that aside to come together for the community.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least he can do some things okay by you, I suppose.
I don't. No, no. It's not that I think it's not. I don't have an opinion about him one way or another, because I think he's just awful in general, and I think. Often, and it comes, it's kind of like in an abusive relationship, you know, you take the abuse for so long that when they do one thing that they should have been doing the whole time, it's like, you he's a miracle maker. It. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can't forget,
who he is and what he does.
Exactly. Yeah, and what his, what the agenda is.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. But I am excited to go home this weekend to do comedy at Bonkers and the Hard Rock, which will be, I'm very grateful to get the opportunity to hopefully bring some humor to the people of Las Vegas, because I mean, that's what we need. We need humor, we need community, we need love, we need kindness, you know.
Yeah, can't argue with that, Rachel. So, let me tell you. So you're going to be in Vegas, and that's cool. Where are you going to be if people want to see you?
Friday and Sunday, 8 p.m., Bonkers Comedy Club at the Hard Rock. Get your tickets.
Oh, wow. The Hard Rock is a pretty cool hotel, right? They're like kind of irreverent.
I mean, Hard Rock has like been around. I mean, Hard Rock pool parties in Las Vegas are like the iconic, you know, for years. I mean,
can you imagine that I lived there when they built it?
I forget that you live there, but I can totally see you living there for some reason.
I've lived there from 76 to 1980.
Oh, wow. You saw a lot of it. Yeah,
I did. I really did. You know, I mean, a lot of the hotels that were just built at the time in the 70s, like the Barbary Coast, for example.
Yeah.
That was in the... I remember them building it, and I thought, the ugliest fucking building I've ever seen. That brownish, like, you know, like...
But that was, like, down... That was in Fremont Street, no? Like, downtown old Las Vegas?
No, no, no. Barbary Coast. Isn't it still on there, like, across from the MGM? The Bally's?
I don't know. I don't think the Barbary... I thought the Barbary Coast was, for some reason, in Fremont Street downtown, but I could be wrong.
No, no, that's like on the Strip.
I don't think the Barbary Coast exists anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
Neither does...
When the Bally's was MGM...
Yeah.
On Flamingo, right? Mm-hmm. That was... I remember there was a fire there. I was a telephone operator at the time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, there were telephone operators. You dialed zero. Yep. You wanted to make a credit card call or collect call. I'd be there. So that was a great job. I'll tell you about it some other time. But it was like three guys and 400 women, you know.
Oh, wow.
We had the best time in our lives, you know. But no, there was an MGM fire and people jumped to their deaths. Mm-hmm. It was something like
was it an electrical fire?
Like 9/11. I don't remember what it was. They didn't have detectors at the time. So people had to jump out of the windows, man.
Probably
was,
because that back in the... I mean, people could... I think it's still, you could still smoke in... You know, you could
smoke inside. Yeah. That's shit, man. But I don't remember why it was, but it was pretty traumatic for Vegas at the time. That had to have been around 78, 79.
Yeah.
Something like that. And then, it became the Bally's. You know, when I lived there, there were no Luxor. Those were built in the 90s.
Yep.
The Luxor.
I remember when the Luxor was built. I was at my Jewish middle school. That's where we went. And the principal thought it would be great if we went over to the Luxor and took a picture in the shape of a pyramid. I don't know. Like, first off, the Luxor is about Egyptians,
right? Yeah.
Which, historically speaking, weren't our best friends, you know, for a while. But whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. Plus, the idea of old glass pyramid is not so great. If you ever notice, sometimes you drive there and the sun is right in your eyes.
So bright.
Right? Reflecting from the glass.
I mean, honestly, I love that part of Vegas where it's just a bunch of weird buildings with different themes. And, you know, it is really cool to go back and as an adult and be able to appreciate that. But, you know.
Right. No, I mean, I could reminisce about Vegas because not only did I live there in the 70s, but also from in 94, I lived there for about a year.
Oh, wow.
So that was right after the internet started. I was actually discovering the internet. When I was living there, I was working for Debbie Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
She had a casino and hotel casino. She had bought one And
what was it called?
They made like a Hollywood museum there. Her son, Todd Fisher.
What was the...
It was called the Debbie Reynolds Hotel Museum.
Okay.
It was across from the Landmark Hotel, which had been taken down also, right? Or was taken down some time ago. But it was on that street. I can't remember it, where you go to the convention center.
Koval?
Yeah. So at any rate... So I worked for Todd Fisher, who was her son.
Okay.
I met her several times. And I was doing 3D animation for their Hollywood museum, which actually displayed $30 million worth of paraphernalia and shit she had bought. She had received from the big studios.
That's awesome.
Okay. So, I mean, the red shoes from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the big deal.
That's stuff. Awesome.
So, and then she had to close it down. They went bankrupt because she always surrounded herself by shitty people that took advantage of her. I read her biography. Yeah. You know, so, but at any rate.
I feel like that happens a lot with you know, who would be a perfect example. Not that she's like a respectable celebrity, but I feel like Anna Nicole Smith.
Right.
Just, I think when people get to a certain level of fame or even infamy, right? Same with OJ. People seem to want to cling on to people who are famous. And then oftentimes these people don't have good intentions and, you know, they...
Yeah, that's probably why Trump was elected, being famous and not having good intentions, you know.
Probably.
Yeah, my God, you know.
But he's another example of, I think, the people who he's surrounded by, like Roger Stone and Stephen Miller and just these, like, political leeches, if you will, who just, you know, take advantage of that just to push their own evil agendas or whatever it may be.
Isn't that what Washington's all about?
It's sad because, you know, we like to look at other countries and be like, oh, look at that third world country and how corrupt it is. But it's like, dude, look in the mirror, you know, like look at our own society. I mean, like I said, government conspiracies, there's a spectrum, because do I think that the government always has our best interests at heart? No, I'm not naive to think that the people at the top of the government are making these decisions to benefit oftentimes themselves and their friends.
Right.
I mean, that happens on both sides of the political spectrum, Republican, Democrat, whatever it may be. That's just our political nature of our world. That's why it's so important that when we put these people in office and when we go out and go to the voting, that we really take a hard look at what do these people stand for?
Right.
Who are the
but
people?
Most people don't even take the time.
They
you
don't.
Know?
And that's and that and we are we only have ourselves 100%, and we only have ourselves to blame.
No, that's true. We were talking about OJ, and did you hear that TMZ obtained a photo of him signing memorabilia in private session?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a picture, supposedly. Okay, now what they're saying is this would violate his parole if he made money under the table.
Listen, here are my thoughts on OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Okay? Do I think this is going to be his last stint in jail? Probably not.
No, right?
No.
I mean, he can't help himself.
He cannot. Because for him, he thinks he's above the law. And I think
you don't think he's been humbled for the past 9 years in jail?
No. He also wasn't humbled after he murdered two people.
Yeah, but he got away with it. This time he sat in jail.
That would make me feel like a cocky motherfucker to know that I got away with murdering two people.
Right. But after 9 years in jail, would you want to go in or would you be a little careful?
Well, here's the thing. You would think that after you got found not guilty for murdering two people, that you would be very careful, right? You
right.
would think? No.
Yeah.
I think that people like him, it's a behavior type.
Yeah,
it's a,
he
it's
can't
a,
help
you
himself.
Can't tell me I'm OJ Simpson. And it's like, dude. There's laws.
That's true.
It
may not happen today or tomorrow, but it'll happen, right?
I mean, I agree. He's kind of, you know, he's got an X on his back.
Right.
People are watching him.
Yeah.
He's got to be very careful. Mind his P's and Q's. You know, get a good team of people around you to make sure you're not going to fuck up, because that's what I would do.
And people are waiting for
him to
fuck up.
But here's the thing.
You know?
He got out, and now people, he's in a... I hate to say that OJ's in a good position, because I wouldn't ever truthfully want to say that, but I think he's in a position where he could potentially not redeem himself, but if he wanted to, he could brand himself. You know, he could open himself up to branding opportunities. He could go out there, you know, be an example of what not to do, you know,
exactly,
and like, how to change your life and how to do this. And that's what pisses me off more than anything is we live in a world where everyone who's on social, we have a platform. You have a platform. I have a platform. OJ has a platform. That girl who believes in conspiracy theories has a platform. How you use your platform, you know, you have a responsibility, and OJ has a responsibility to do good. I mean, you
because of his notoriety.
I just think if you want any chance at redemption of making your life right, you know, so that people, I mean, everyone's going to look back and think of OJ as a murderer or a criminal or whatever. But I think that we are also a society that loves when people redeem themselves.
Right.
We like when people come back from
like
being,
give a second chance.
We really, 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 truly are. And if he went out there, I think if he just went out there and kind of took responsibility and owned it, which I don't think he'll ever do because that's not the kind of person he is.
Right.
That we would be more forgiving as a society and kind of, and it sucks because I think especially if you're a celebrity or whatever, we're more quick to want to forgive and want to, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. Like Bill Clinton, when he apologized, we kind of like laughed it off a little bit. A lot of people, we make jokes about him now,
right?
You know, when that, what he was doing, I mean, he wasn't very great to women. He cheated on his wife,
right?
You know,
yeah,
so
and he tried to bullshit everybody in
right.
his testimony.
And the same thing with Trump. I mean, when he did that whole inside in addition and it's like grab him by the pussy, a lot of people on his side thought it was endearing.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I mean, but then I just think that it'll be interesting to see how he chooses to carry, because the world he lives in now is so different than when he went into jail.
Yeah, 9 years is a long time, man.
So yeah. I'm just waiting to see the first O.J. Simpson Twitter account. Like, you know?
I can't imagine. I mean, 9 years.
Tweets from O.J.
That's how long I've had this radio station. And that feels like a long time.
It's a lifetime.
Yeah, you know? I mean, to sit in jail for that long, my God. I would think it would humble everybody, anybody. But what do I know, you know? Yeah, but anyway, let's see. We'll just with everybody sitting with us with a stopwatch waiting for OJ to fuck up. So we'll see what happens there.
I'm just waiting to run into him.
Yeah, right.
Like at Trader Joe's or something.
Yeah.
What? OJ, you like the cookie butter bites too? That's cool. High five, you know?
Yeah. Except the Browns and the Goldmans. I don't think that they're celebrating anything.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bad
man.
For them.
He owes them, they said, with all the interest that he owes, $100 million.
They'll never see that money.
Yeah, from that civil case.
Well, that's the thing. It'll be.
We'll see how
he tries to make a living.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's going to make how is he going to make money?
Right. Well, I'm thinking just for maybe. I don't know, like turning what he has into something better, like maybe being of service to
people.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I mean, would I let him coach a football?
Rehabilitate.
Would I let him coach kids? I don't know. You know,
yeah,
like,
right. I don't know. I'd let him coach anybody.
Would I let him come to my school or my whatever and let him speak? I don't know.
He needs to do volunteer work and
but
shit.
But that's what I'm saying.
What
who just, would take volunteer work from him?
Well, how do you argue with volunteer work? You know, I mean, what are you going to do? Turn away volunteers? I think that's what he needs to do. But no, he's going to get a lot of offers for a lot of things.
Right.
Movies, books.
But it's just a matter of, will he be able to profit off of it?
Right. No, that's
what
I'm saying.
Will. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I somehow think just because of his notoriety, he's going to make money.
Right. And but there's laws in, because he lost the civil suit.
Right.
So if he's planning on making any money in regards
to
anything.
Right. It will go to them until he pays off the $100 million. Yeah. I just sit low and say, fuck it, you know.
But then that opens him up for taking money elsewhere. You know, who knows if he would take money elsewhere.
Right, right.
Which that would be a problem.
And that would be under the table. Yeah. So that's what TMZ is saying. Who knows how much truth there is to that. Who knows?
Hey, TMZ.
Yeah. some cheerful news. I guess today the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is inducting their nominees, and actually people get to help with the voting as well. So let me just quickly run down. There's a few of them. Bon Jovi, Kate okay. Bush, The Cars. Obviously, all of them are classics, you know?
Right.
Depeche Mode, Dire Straits, Eurythmics, Jay Giles Band, Judas Priest, LL Cool J, MC5. I don't know who that is. The Meters.
I've never heard of MC5.
I know, or The Meters. Moody Blues, I know. Radiohead. Rage Against the Machine. Rufus, featuring Chaka Khan. Chaka has been a guest on the station a few times. So, and she's been around, yeah. Nina Simone.
Ooh.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I don't know who that is. And The Zombies. So anyway, yeah, most of them I agree with. Some of them we don't know. But let's hope that whoever deserves it wins. Because I guess not all of them are going to be accepted. These are nominees. Huh. Interesting stuff. But I love music, man. I don't think I could live without it. Now, let's talk a little about... They've got like several articles on this on CNN... And this is always a nice controversial, if not interesting, talking about cheating in a marriage, oh, yeah. and in relationships.
I was sitting with someone yesterday. I had lunch with a friend of mine who told me that she was dating a married man. And this isn't the only friend that I have that dates a married man.
Wow.
And let me tell you this. Here's my personal.
And they're single, those girls?
Yes.
Those friends?
Young girls, yeah.
Okay.
I don't condone dating married men. Will I stop being your friend? No. But do I support that? Absolutely not. I mean, I would never want to be on the other side of that. And I also think that it's bad karma to participate in that type of relationship. Now, let me rewind. There are certain relationships out there that are open relationships that are two people who are married who are comfortable with seeing other people. And there's a difference.
But that's not cheating.
It's not cheating because there's an understanding.
Right. And we're going to bring up the question of what counts as cheating later after we talk about cheating itself.
Right.
So go on. I mean...
So... I just think that if you don't want to be with the person that you don't want to be, then don't be with them.
Yeah.
Stop, because what you're doing is going to end up hurting this person more than if you were to just be like, hey, I don't think it's working out.
Right.
Leave your marriage.
Right.
Yes, divorce is expensive. And there are other ways to leave someone than to just, you know, like, but don't. Don't cheat on don't
right.
cheat.
But the point is, you try to understand why people are, because let me tell you this, Rachel, they're saying that the number of women who have been unfaithful has increased by 40%. I thought 40%. I'm like,
well,
what?
I also 40% of women cheat. Let me tell you something with this.
Yeah.
I know there's a bunch of science behind this, and I would be curious to know more. And you know, I think this is a very interesting topic because, I think monogamy. Part of me is like, people have been together and never cheated.
Right.
You know, they've been high school sweethearts or whatever.
Right.
And
we'd
commend
like
them for that.
Most people, yeah.
But then I think also that we live in a world filled with temptation, more so than ever before, because we have our internet. We have, you know, it's easier for people to get a hold of us.
Right.
Whereas it wasn't as easy back in the day when our, you know, but people still cheated. They still found ways to cheat. But I think it's even with temptation, it's even easier. But I also think that... you know, there's obviously a problem there, or there's obviously something going on within yourself, within the relationship, if you have the inkling to cheat, right? There's an issue there.
No, of course. But what they're saying is that some women are feeling like their marriage is boring.
Right.
It's dull.
Right.
They want something more.
Right.
And then so that's should, their reason, right?
But I think that if
but
that's
it's not a good reason.
It's not a good reason.
No,
you know?
I mean, look, and I'm totally like anti-cheating. I was cheated on when I was 16 years old.
It's sad.
I couldn't stand it. But also, you're right. It hurts everybody. But the important thing that I think about this, it never ends well.
No, and
because it's a triangle.
Yeah, and I'm not perfect myself. I'm not married, but I have cheated in relationships. But that was, I was leaving that relationship, and it was almost like that was my way out.
I see.
Like, I mean, not my way out, but like I've been in two relationships where I'm like, okay, this relationship is done. We're breaking up. And then I quickly moved on to someone, you know, maybe the timing wasn't great, but I wasn't trying to stay in the relationship after, you know, that I had moved on because I had just whatever. But when you're married to someone and you commit and there are kids involved, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, we're humans. We fuck up. And that is not an excuse or a free pass or a get out of jail card. I think there's two sides to things. I think
would you have done it differently, Rachel, if you could have ended the relationship first and then start having a relationship with someone else?
Of course,
but you were younger too.
I was younger. I wasn't thinking clearly. I just wasn't in a great place, and the guys that I were with didn't treat me well, so it made it easier to do that. Like, I've never cheated on a guy that's treated me well. I can tell you that. Let me tell you, that's 100% a fact.
Yes. Yeah, so definitely.
And by cheated, it's not like I was seeing. It was like I had an experience. I had a relationship with someone else, and then I got out of that one because I can't continue on. You know, like that. The relationship was already over, and this was kind of like, okay, bam, it's done.
Right. But you did start it while you were still with another person. You didn't tell them. They didn't know what you were doing.
We were breaking up, if that makes sense. We were already understanding that this was no longer.
But
100%. And I, looking back, I wish I had done things differently, and I had to put that out there because I'm not going to be like all high and mighty, and then, you know, in my personal life, I'm, you know, whatever. So I will say that I hate to call it cheating because the relationship was done, and I was just like, fuck this. I'm moving on.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, I guess.
But,
you know,
like the guy that I'm with now, I could never in my fucking life picture being with someone else because he's so good to me. And he loves me, and he satisfies me in the ways that I need to be satisfied. So like, I'm not looking elsewhere.
Yeah.
But do I think that human beings, like, we don't even like to eat the same thing every day?
Exactly.
Why the fuck would we want to? You know what I mean?
I think monogamy also is not a very stable.
It's not, because we're the only us, and I think penguins are like the only mammals that are monogamous, that mate for life.
Right.
If you will.
Right.
It's almost not natural to be monogamous.
Right. Because there's constantly forces pulling on each one of you. Because we're programmed to be attracted to the other sex, right? To procreate and stuff.
We're not programmed to be attracted to the other sex. We are programmed to be attracted to what we're liked, because there are people who like the same sex.
There are some. But what I'm saying is, in general, that's how it works. So what I'm saying is, okay, you know what? I'll put it to you this way. We're all like, we want to be with different people in the beginning, right? We want to see, well, no, that's not what I'm trying to say. Some people want to be just with one person.
Well, here's what I think.
But what I'm saying is, and most people, let me just say this, okay? We're raised to be attracted to the other sex. That's from my perspective, okay? So now, if I'm raised to be attracted to women, then a lot of women are going to turn me on. But then when I meet someone that one, I'm supposed to turn off that attraction to different women and just be attracted to one. That's a force that's pulling on you to say you can't stay with one person.
I think what you're trying to say, and this is the part that I agree with, I think that marriage is a social construction. It is. We as a society have decided that you know, marriage is between a man and a woman. Archaic society, like, which a lot of our values and morals came from the Bible, which is where.
Right, but right. That's marriage. What about without marriage? I mean, I want to go to the scientific
part
of this.
Of course, but that's separate. The biological. I'm talking about science is different than what society has constructed. Do you know what I mean?
And oftentimes, no, but I'm talking about, because this stuff, cheating happens even outside of marriage. I mean, you can be just a
right.
boyfriend and
no, I get what you're saying, but I think that.
You talk about monogamy, not marriage.
Monogamy. Right. Monogamy. Gotcha. It's a social construction.
Right.
You know, we were taught growing up that you are to find that person, whoever it may be. You know, in your case, you were taught to find that woman. You know, I think that it doesn't always work for people, like you said.
Right.
Because. And as you can see from the numbers, cheating happens. It happens, you know, there's a high percentage of cheating. But I don't know what the answer necessarily is, because there's the other side of people, again, who've been together. They've slept with one person, and that's the person they married to, and they've been married for 60 years.
Right,
and
but
then
they're not necessarily happy, you know? That's what I'm
saying.
But there are some that are. Many people stay married
and
they're not happy.
Right, but let me tell you what I think.
Okay.
I think there are successful monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
But I think that that's why it's so much more important to really get to know the person that you are going to end up with. And I'm talking dating for years. That's why when I see people who've been together, not married, for like 10 years.
Right.
Well, if you're together with someone for 10 years, that to me means you like them.
Right. But you know? Why would you get married at that point?
Well, at that point, whatever reason it may be, you know, marriage was really women don't need to get married anymore.
No, but
you
what I'm
what
asking
mean?
You is this. Let's say you're with your boyfriend for 10 years and you guys decide to marry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you decide to marry?
I think there's probably a lot of reasons. Some people like the idea
of
marriage.
No, you.
Right.
Like you, for example, why right. would you? Because I'll tell you why. If you manage to live together happy for 9 years, right? 10 mm-hmm. years, why would you get married?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One, okay. because I like the idea of marriage.
Okay.
That's what my family has done for generations. You know,
okay.
I think my parents would like to see me eventually settle down and get married.
Right.
So
you're going to do that for your parents?
No, I just told you I like the idea of marriage.
Okay,
but
good.
Only if it's with the right person.
Right, right.
Because I don't
want to
get divorced.
Yeah, well,
but I think. But how do you
given.
Find? But there's no guarantee in finding. Look, you want to know what's fucked up is a lot of people I know, a lot of girls my age and most women that I grew up with are married.
Yeah.
But then I'm starting to see a lot of them have these lavish weddings.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then the next thing you know,
they're cheating.
No. Or they're not married anymore.
Right, right. I know.
There's this one girl I went to college
with. That's what amazes me. All the money they waste.
There's this one girl
on this
I went to college with. She married a reality star. And her marriage got written up in People magazine. I mean, it was stunning. And now all of a sudden, her name has changed back to her own name.
She's
that
gone.
Guy and her are no longer friends on Facebook. And like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think there is some truth to what they say. Like, the more expensive the wedding, the more expensive the ring, whatever, the higher the divorce.
Yeah.
You know? The
yeah,
more
yeah.
I think that is true, because I think people, there is a expectation of a lot of people and pressure to get married, because that's what we are told we are supposed to do.
Right.
You go to school, you go to college, you get a job, you find that person, you get married. That's just, but I think we also live in a different world than when our parents were growing up, whereas people don't need to get married. They just
right.
don't. There's,
and that's why I'm
not,
asking.
Right. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm also open to that too.
Right.
For me, a fucking marriage doesn't prove any, you know what
That's
I mean?
What I'm saying.
And to me, also, marriage is not, getting married is not an accomplishment. Anyone can get married.
Yeah.
You can find some schmuck on the street.
But happily married is
but
an accomplishment.
Staying married.
Right, right.
Happily
but,
married.
But I'll tell
is
you why you want to get married. To have a family, right? To have children that
That's
are
why people
within
typically
a framework.
Get married, yes. I don't want to have children, at least at this point in my
right.
life, and I've been saying that for years.
So what makes a family just two people can make a family.
But I also, again, there are a lot of people who do the modern family thing and they don't, they're still mommy and daddy, they're still together and they don't have that piece of paper tying them to each other.
Right, but know? I'm talking about the kids. I mean, if you don't have any kids, then for you, a family would constitute of just two people, which is
a
family
and
too.
And a dog and okay. a cat, perhaps.
All right, but still, I don't see the reason really to get married after 10 years. If by then you hadn't decided, why would you do it then?
No, I agree.
I mean, you just said that your boyfriend, you know, do you want to say how long you guys been together?
A year.
A year.
Just a year, which is very small.
So you're still looking at 9 years before you'd marry
well,
him.
Exactly. Well, that well, not 9 years.
Okay.
I mean, but I just feel like I've been together with him for a year and I'm still getting to know him.
Right,
you know, and I'm still, we're still figuring out how we work together, which so far works really well. And I haven't been able to say that about any guy I've been with after a year. Usually I hate them much before the year mark, but I don't feel that, you know, and like, I think that, you know how when you meet people and I think there's two sides to look at things. You know, when you just meet people in your life, not even romantic relationships, but you meet someone, you're like, this person and I have a connection.
They yes,
need to
absolutely.
Be in my life forever.
Yes. They're
best friends, whatever.
Right.
You are a soulmate on some level. I think that could be the same for relationships.
Right.
You know, you meet someone, you're like, I love you. I need you to be in my life forever.
Right.
Does that mean, you know, does that mean that there's always going to be that level of attraction? I don't know, because I haven't made it to that 5 year mark where, you know, but right. I look and I see people who've been together for a number of years, like Kim and Brandt, the people I stayed with when I went home. They've been right. together longer than I've been alive. They've been married. And there's still that level of affection and attraction that just comes naturally. And they would never think about being with anyone else
anybody
except
else.
For each
right.
other.
Yeah.
So to me, that gives me hope. And I think really it's just finding, you know, your person.
Right. Yeah.
And you know...
Someone to share your life
right,
with.
Right.
So you don't have to
because
go through
that's
it
what,
alone.
Exactly. Like that's... You know, I think there's a loneliness that comes with wanting to be with multiple people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Not only that, but if you don't have any people and you just decide that you're going to, like, isolate yourself and, you know, and just have this... Okay, well, we just had someone walk in. So
Esther's
cool.
here for the next show.
Yeah, might as well. She just cool. crashed the show, but what the hell?
She's here.
She's not a very...
she's discreet.
She doesn't care much about what people think. She just comes in and
I know,
says
I love it.
But,
I told her to show up at 10:50, and she showed... That's honestly for stoner time, 10:45, 10:43 is doing
maybe
pretty well.
Maybe she thinks it's a show she's supposed to be a guest
no,
on.
I
now,
no, I told her 10:50. She knew.
I crashed the party. I crashed weddings and...
Bar mitzvahs.
What, the hell
what happened?
That? Oh my God! There's like a little moth.
Yeah, did you bring it with you?
like
you brought it in with you.
Into my face.
All right, but let us finish the conversation. Hold on just a second. Yeah. But so you know what I'm saying. In other words, let's conclude. But one thing we didn't talk about, and you know what, we're running out of time. Really, I wanted to talk about what counts as cheating is infidelity, because the thing is, like today, and you mentioned earlier with the internet, with everything, people are saying, oh, if I don't touch anybody, if I don't do this, if I don't have sex with them, I'm not cheating. But that's not true, I think.
I think there's a spectrum, no? I think, well, I think there's different
of
types
cheating?
Of cheating. I think,
right.
I think,
but I mean, yes or no, when we ask yes or no, did he cheat or not? That's, let's say the wife feels the husband cheated. She wants to know, do I stay with him or not? Did he actually... Was he actually being unfaithful to me?
Right. Well, here's the thing. I think there's with that comes with cheating. There's the feeling of betrayal. And
right.
someone doesn't necessarily need to commit the act of cheating, having sex with another person, to feel that betrayal.
Right.
To feel
exactly.
That. So I think that, yes, there's physical cheating.
Right.
Right. And then there's emotional cheating, which
right.
I think is almost oftentimes worse.
Right.
Right.
You know, and especially for women, because women feel that cheating is more like as a... an emotional thing, was mm-hmm. for men it's more sexual, physical thing, you know.
Or
many
what?
Times.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for everyone.
Right.
But I think that if someone is stepping outside of their marriage, you know, it's not necessarily because they want to be with whoever that other person is.
Right.
There has to be some underlying issues that aren't being dealt with or addressed. that are causing this. Because right. like if you look at kids,
right.
you know, kids in school, sometimes they'll act out, but that doesn't make them a bad kid. There's obviously something going on
right.
in their lives that are causing this to happen.
Right.
So I think that can be, it's almost like, and that's not every time. I think there are obviously bad people, or not bad people, but just people who are fucking assholes who just cheat and they're assholes and they're always going to do that.
Most are,
but I also think that cheating can also be a form of acting out. You know, there's, I think that a lot of times, especially when you're in relationships, people have a hard time communicating. If you're not a good communicator with the person you're spending most of the time with, it's not going to work.
Right, exactly.
And besides, it comes down to communication. And if you feel like you can't communicate to your loved one that they're not giving you something, or you're lacking something, which can be a scary thing to come to the person that you are married to and be like, hey, I need this, especially when you know that maybe they're not that type of person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And
so, I mean, you know, the thing is that cheating and all that stuff is not for me. I, for one, if when I get cheated on, I would not sit around and start splitting hairs and wondering, did you cheat? Did you not cheat? What I say is this: if it's something that you would not tell your partner, you're fucking cheating. And so that's my opinion. You gave yours, and you know. So we have only a couple minutes. You're coming up next with your show.
Yes.
So, and your guest just walked in. So, if the guest wants,
please
introduce her to us, so you can preview your show.
Okay. So, if you guys are listening and want to stick around for the next hour, I don't know if that made sense, but we have amazing guests today. It's me and my girl Esther Koo, who's a fabulous comedian, and she and stoner, obviously. So
yeah, and she's been
comedian
on the show.
First, then stoner. I mean, she's you're already stoned, are you not?
No, I'm just tired.
She's just tired.
Yeah.
But so stick around. Up next, we're gonna try and go down and get a little stony before, if we have some time, if we end a couple minutes early.
Why not?
And then and then we'll be back. So
yeah, there you go. You see, so if you guys love Rachel, and you do, because that's why you listen to the show, and you love weed, there you go. And you know that Rachel and weed is like
peanut butter and jelly.
Really?
Peanut butter and jelly.
It's true.
Going together.
Siegfried and Roy. That's what I would have said.
Inseparable, right?
Yeah.
That's indeed what it is. Well, we're looking forward to the show, Rachel.
Thank you.
So everybody stay tuned right here. You don't really have to do anything other than keep it where it is. And
we'll be back in a few.
Yeah. So we'll, and as far as, I guess we can thank the guest for not coming in, because we got some awesome conversation here.
Yes.
So thank you all for joining us, folks, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.